If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Eric, be honest. Did I frighten you a little bit last week? It was a little much?
A little bit.
Well, and now I had to go back to loving you from afar on AM Joy yesterday on Reed's show. Oh, my God. You were fantastic. And it is really like living in a parallel universe like you keep talking about. So there's this Trump woman on.
Yes.
And, right, Joy Reid had to just beat her with facts because...
Oh, God, she was awful.
Yeah, but I mean, what was she saying? Well, you know, the economy's in the tank. And Joy Reid's like,
no.
Well, there is not one economic indicator that would prove that. She's looking right at unemployment, GDP, stock market. But you can't... Isn't this what's happening, Eric? We're having two different conversations.
Yeah. I mean, it was a perfect example, right? I think she's with some Trump pack. I think I saw Tea Party Express or something like that. So, I mean, this has been going on certainly since 2009, and, you know, 4 days after Obama was inaugurated, this entire revolution took to the streets. That segment is a pretty good encapsulation of what happens when there is no common ground anymore. And even the common ground isn't based on ideas or common sense when it's based on statistics. You know?
Right.
If people don't believe in science, then they're not going to believe in statistics. And, you know, and right out of the gate, she was talking about how, you know, the economy's in the tank. And then later she mentioned, you know, black youth unemployment. And you know, I thought Joy was being very, you know, at the beginning, you had some patience. And at one point she said, do you know what the black unemployment was under Bush? And the woman kind of sheepishly said, well, no, I don't. And Joy said, well, it was much, much higher.
It was high. I know. That I love that moment, Eric, because I just thought, first of all, please don't white-splain to Joy Reid or anyone else how your deep, deep concern for the African-Americans and their unemployment number. It's like, shut up, right? I mean, and Joy was so classy about it. But you know, Eric, this is the frustration you and I are going to have, right, with this election cycle.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, we've got an entire political movement in this country that is, you know, ensconced inside this bubble. I mean, we've talked about election night 2012 before, and Karl Rove having his meltdown on Fox News because he couldn't believe that, you know, Romney wasn't going to win Ohio. And, you know, every conservative pundit in America, and frankly, we'll stick with the conservative, virtually every single major commentator in conservative media not only said Romney was going to win, they said it was going to be a landslide. He was going to win 350 electoral votes. And so, and at the time, that was kind of a real eye-opener in terms of the bubble these people live in. I never thought 4 years ago that would be kind of the opening chapter. And rather than people saying, oh boy, we can't really have a conservative movement if we're inside this bubble. We need to go outside our bubble. If you go fast forward to today, that bubble is about 8 feet thicker than it was in 2012.
Yeah.
You know, everything goes, every kind of lie and made-up quote and fake statistic and things like that. But, you know, it worked for Trump in the Republican primary, right? You can live in the bubble in the Republican primary. You can peddle as many lies as you want, apparently, in the Republican primary and win the nomination. It's almost impossible to then pivot to the general election and independent and voters and to keep doing that because, you know, most of the country is not inside that bubble. You know, it's a strong 30%, and you can't lie to your way to the White House, at least not yet you can.
Right. Well, you know, I'm sure you've seen this, Eric. It's a lot, obviously, what you guys talk about at Media Matters, but you know, the headline is Harvard study confirms the media tore down Clinton and built up Trump and Sanders. And this is what we've been talking about. A new report released this week by Harvard Kennedy School's center, blah, blah, blah. It found Clinton has received far more negative coverage than any other candidate in the race thus far. And, you know, I mean, we were just saying anecdotally, Eric, this morning, can you imagine if Hillary Clinton had gone after the mother who lost her son in Benghazi? Right. I mean, this whole it is just beyond comprehension, the stuff that Donald Trump does and apparently gets away with to some degree.
Well, he's getting, like I said, it's not going to work in the general election. Right. And so his convention just ended. This was his sort of first official pivot to November, pivot to mainstream American voters, and he's still doing the same shtick. You know, he's still a clinical narcissist. He couldn't help himself, and he had to pick a fight with a Gold Star family, and it's not going well. This is probably by far. I mean, there's been one or two other instances. This is the worst press I think he's ever gotten, because it's from all sides. Every conservative pundit who distanced himself from Trump is just now piling on.
Yeah.
You know, you've got Jeffrey Lord at CNN defending him, Breitbart's defending him. You could probably count on one hand at this point the voices that are defending Trump on his battle with the Gold Star family. So he's not going to be able to pull this off between now and November. And, you know, he's got so many structural problems. He has no actual campaign. He doesn't have any smart people around him. He doesn't know how to deal with the crisis. He doesn't know how to let stuff go off his, you know, shoulder. He's so incredibly thin-skinned. It's all just going to pile up into this massive car wreck between now and November.
I mean, it's like we keep saying, like, it just seems like any one of these things would preclude you. I mean, I don't know if you saw, of course, I'm sure you saw this with George Stephanopoulos, that he doesn't seem to know that Putin has already gone into... Crimea. I mean, he's like Sarah Palin, only nastier, right?
Right. And the crazy part about, you know, not knowing where Russia has invaded, when they did it, Fox News, you know, basically acted like Obama had handed over the Constitution to Putin. I mean, it was such a big deal in the conservative media. I mean, it was the defining failure of President Obama and his apology. It's kind of mind-bending.
Eric, for people who haven't heard this, let's listen to this real quick. So this
they took away the part of the platform calling for provision of lethal weapons to Ukraine to defend themselves. Why is that a good idea?
I have my own ideas. He's not going into Ukraine, okay, just so you understand. He's not going to go into Ukraine. All right, you can mark it down, you can put it down, you can take it anywhere
you want.
Well,
he's already there, isn't he?
Okay, well, he's there in a certain way, but I'm not there.
In
you have Obama
way.
There. And frankly, that whole... part of the world is a mess under Obama with all the strength that you're talking about and all of the power of NATO and all of this. In the meantime, he's going away. He takes Crimea. He's sort of, I mean...
But you said you might recognize that.
I'm going to take a look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's literally... he clearly did not know that Putin has already gone into Ukraine. I mean, it's... And then, I mean, this whole hacking thing... I mean, let's go back to the treason a few days ago, Eric. It's just any of this stuff should be disqualifying.
Yeah. No, it was amazing. I mean, from Wednesday to Sunday, it was probably one of the most astonishing performance of a presidential nominee that I've ever seen. You know, welcoming Russia to cyber attack, you know, a political party in the United States during a campaign. You know, lying about...
That's pretty much treason, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. And, I mean, it couldn't be clearer that Russia desperately wants Donald Trump to be president. Like,
absolutely.
Like, that shouldn't disturb every American, right?
Right, and then he starts laying the groundwork for why he's not going to show up at the debates, and he lies about the NFL, sending them a letter saying they're upset about the debate schedule within hours.
Yeah. Eric, do you think he... I mean, it's hard to say in this election cycle, right? But do you think he is really going to weasel out of doing debates?
I wouldn't doubt it. I suggested that back in May on Twitter, and I said, and I think it's good. I think it would be because of the tax return, because he cannot stand on the stage with Hillary Clinton, who has released 8 years of tax returns, and peddle this dopey lie about being audited. He won't release them. There's so many things within the tax return. So that was the first red flag for me. Back in May. So, yeah, no, I mean, people, you know, he's not doing anything normal. So, yeah, I think I certainly wouldn't put it past him. He just won't show up.
Eric, Hillary got a bounce and, you know, he's up in the swing states. I mean, are you as terrified as the rest of us are, though, like Jim Ward was saying this morning? It's just... Like
only 7 points?
Right,
really?
The fact that it's even close, I think, is terrifying. I mean, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling fine. Look, I mean, you know, Obama beat McCain in a landslide, and he won by 6 points. I mean, the days of American elections where you win by 10, 12, 15 points, those are gone.
Yeah.
Anyone with an R is getting 40% of the vote. That, That's just a fact of life, and even if it's Donald Trump. So he's going to start with 40%, and the question is he going to get a, is he going to get to 46? Is he going to be stuck at 42? It's all about, you know, it's 50 individual contests. There aren't two states that Mitt Romney lost that Donald Trump, I think, can win, let alone that McCain lost. The map is what it is. The Democrats start with 200 electoral votes just on the East and West Coast, and there's nothing that Trump has done. And my basic point is this is the country that elected Obama easily twice, and now we're going to take this wild U-turn and elect Trump. I just don't see the math.
Yeah, I always feel better when I... And also, you're able to get away from me quicker when you're on the phone, so it all works out for you as well. All right. Eric, it was so great to actually spend time with you last week.
And, I appreciated meeting you. It was great.
All right, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. See, he stayed right there with me.
I don't care if Putin takes the Crimea River. You know, it's, that doesn't affect me at all.
He just, oh my God, did you see the moment? Because he's like, I can just tell you absolutely, positively, take it to the bank, he's not going into the Ukraine. He's already there. Right, what I was
That's
saying.
What
like,
I meant.
He doesn't even want. He's just like, yes.
He doesn't have to go in because he's already there.
Sure, in a certain way. Not in a certain way. He is. Right, well, that's Obama's fault. Oh my God. Biggest know-nothing blowhard ever in the history of everything.
Yes, but I
ever.
Can do this with my fingers.
Right. Well, he didn't do this with his hands when he went in. So my point is, he didn't go in. Oh, MG, Irma Gerd. 19 minutes.
Which way did he go?
I don't know, Jim. Indeed, which way did he go?